You're listening to the Delta Godcast, a devotional and conversational podcast for Christian youth.
Hey guys, today we're going to be reading Genesis 29, verses 1 to 30. Genesis chapter 29, 1 to 30. So if you need to, take a moment now to pause the podcast and open your Bible. Awesome. So I hope you probably did that. But I'm going to read now the Word of God. Then Jacob continued on his journey and came to the land of the eastern peoples. There he saw a well in the open country with three flocks of sheep lying near it, because the flocks were watered from that well. The stone over the mouth of the well was large. When all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone away from the well's mouth and water the sheep. Then they would return the stone to its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob asked the shepherds, "My brothers, where are you from?" "We're from Haran," they replied. He said to them, "Do you know Laban, Nahor's grandson?" "Yes, we know him," they answered. Then Jacob asked them, "Is he well?" "Yes, he is," they said, "and here comes his daughter Rachel with the sheep." "Look," he said, "the sun is still high. It is not time for the flocks to be gathered. Water the sheep and take them back to the pasture." "We can't," they replied, "until all the flocks are gathered and the stone has been rolled away from the mouth of the well. Then we will water the sheep." While he was still talking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherd. When Jacob saw Rachel, daughter of his uncle Laban, and Laban's sheep, he went over and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well and watered his uncle's sheep. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and began to weep aloud. He had told Rachel that he was a relative of her father and a son of Rebekah, so she ran and told her father. As soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he hurried to meet him. He embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his home, and there Jacob told him all these things. Then Laban said to him, "You are my own flesh and blood." After Jacob had stayed with him for a whole month, Laban said to him, "Just because you're a relative of mine, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, "I'll work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel." Laban said, "It's better that I give her to you than to some other man. Stay here with me." So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife. My time is completed and I want to make love to her." So Laban brought together all the people of the place and gave a feast. But when evening came, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and Jacob made love to her. And Laban gave his servant Zilpah to his daughter as an attendant. When morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me?" Laban replied, "It is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. Finish this daughter's bridal week, then we will give you the younger one also, in return for another 7 years of work." And Jacob did so. He finished the week with Leah, and then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Laban gave his servant Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as an attendant. Jacob made love to Rachel also, and his love for Rachel was greater than his love for Leah, and he worked for Laban another 7 years. That is the word of God. And so today, to give you guys some context, this part of the story is just after how we hear about Jacob cheating Esau out of his blessing. So he pretends to be Esau, dresses him up with like fur and that stuff, and then gets Isaac to bless him instead of Esau. And so Esau's really upset. He plans to kill Jacob. And then Rebekah, being that she favors Jacob, she's like, "Okay, leave us and go to my brother to find a wife. Go to my brother Laban." That's basically what the context of the passage today. And so what happens, what we find in this passage is that Jacob works for Laban for 7 years in exchange to marry his daughter Rachel, whom he loves, because he doesn't have a dowry or anything to bless the family with. But then he gets tricked by Laban in consummating the marriage with the other daughter, Leah, because in Laban's culture, the older needs to get married first. However, Because Jacob loves Rachel and not Leah, he makes another deal to marry and consummate Rachel as a second wife, now in exchange for another 7 years of labor. And so for today, the message is, the Lord disciplines those he loves. We see this in the passage when we think about how Jacob's cheating and his trickery is actually catching up to him. And through Laban, God decides to discipline Jacob by allowing/making him get cheated in return. You know, God doesn't do this out of anger or wrath towards Jacob, but because he loves him and is preparing him to be less independent and more dependent on God. You know, instead of Jacob cheating to get his way, God wants Jacob to trust him and his plan for his life. And so what we can think about as an application for today is, you know, how independent are you from God? You know, do you try to do things your way and maybe even cheat to achieve those goals? Take some time now to reflect and assess your heart to see if you need to be more dependent on God in all aspects of your life, like your relationship with God, your holiness, your relationships, school, work, etc. And pray that you would be more dependent on God instead of your own affairs.
Thanks for listening today. The Lord be with you in everything you do for the glory of God.